with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit, plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits, or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Jury selection is over. A jury has been seated in the Delaware trial of Hunter Biden. The president's son is accused of lying on the federal paperwork to purchase a handgun 6 years ago when he said he was not addicted to drugs. Biden could get up to 25 years in prison if he's convicted on all charges. The bodies of four Israelis who were taken hostage in the October 7th attack have been found in Gaza. The announcement comes as President Biden presented a ceasefire proposal that he says Israel proposed.
Hamas absolutely needs to accept this proposal. It's a good one. It gets us 6 weeks apiece. It gets us the hostages out. It gets us the ability to negotiate for phase two, which would get all the hostages out and a potential cessation of hostilities.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby. A strange technical glitch caused trading on dozens of stocks to be halted on the New York Stock Exchange for a few hours today. This is ABC News. 1 year after U.S. regulators approved the sale of lab-grown meat, the cultivated protein still faces economic and political challenges.
Because it's being produced in such small batches, meat grown from live animal cells would cost about $40 a pound in grocery stores. On the political front,
you need meat, okay?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is vowing to fight cultivated protein.
We're going to have meat in Florida. Like, we're not going to have fake meat. Like, that doesn't work.
Lawmakers in his state, along with neighboring Alabama and five other states, have introduced legislation to ban the sale of lab-grown meat. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Whole fresh cucumbers are being recalled in 14 states due to possible salmonella. Fresh Start Produce Sales, a Florida-based producer, issued the recall with the FDA. Consumers are urged to check with their grocers about the cucumbers, but the FDA says it's unlikely the affected produce made it to store shelves. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and warm today, with highs soaring to the low 80s. A few shots of some showers and storms do sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, we'll be mostly cloudy tonight, and more rain chances pushing in by tomorrow afternoon and lingering through the evening. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 79.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers announcing three appointments to the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. One would replace Regent Robert Atwell, an appointee of former Governor Scott Walker, who says he's not stepping down despite his term having ended. Evers named attorney Tim Nixon to Atwell's seat on the board. Wisconsin farmers getting help to help the hungry. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announcing a total of 125 grants given to farms and farmers to assist statewide hunger relief efforts. The future of Milwaukee's school superintendent appears in doubt. The Milwaukee Public Schools Board set to discuss Superintendent Keith Posley's job security at a special meeting tonight. In the wake of last week's bombshell letter from the Department of Public Instruction, DPS reported the district's been months overdue in submitting critical financial documents to the state.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding you to be careful with outdoor burning this spring. Here's Catherine Cooley.
Fire season in Wisconsin is in the spring, so that is the normal. We are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Greenup is progressing nicely. You know, at this point in the game, it's kind of a day-by-day situation. We want folks to be aware of the current fire danger, so know what that fire danger is before you decide to light any fires. Debris burning is the number one cause of fires in Wisconsin, so obtain proper burning permits. Follow the rules on that burn permit. You know, a lot of folks get a burn permit, then don't read it, so make sure you follow the rules on that permit. And then obviously make sure those fires are completely out. A lot of times people will think the fire is out, pour a little water on it, and walk away. So it's really important to make sure that folks put a lot of water, stir, drown, make sure those embers are good and cold. And this also, you know, includes campfires as well. So even though you have it in a campfire ring on dry, windy days, those embers and sparks can escape and quickly cause a fire.
This message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse. Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, downtown Durand. Motorists in Mondovi are reminded that Highway 10 East is closed this week from Washington Street to Memorial Drive for utility work as part of the construction of the new Quick Trip. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, US 10 traffic will be detoured via Highways 37 and Wisconsin 85 and then back to Highway 10 during the work, which is anticipated to take a week to complete. That schedule is dependent on weather and also subject to change. The city of Durand did approve borrowing $1.5 million for various capital projects. At the last council meeting, the council approved a $550,000 loan to help with the 6th Avenue East project and another resolution approving a $1 million loan for the pool project. Now, both loans are similar to a line of credit that the city can use when needed, but until then, there's no interest charges. So both loans are with Security Financial Bank. Eau Claire's library will now offer a way to connect with public benefits. The L.E. Phillips Library will allow volunteers with Western Dairyland, Workforce Development, Lutheran Social Services to work out of the library and sign people up for food stamps and state insurance. David Stanley with Eau Claire County's Department of Human Services says there's a lot of need in Eau Claire, but he says many people don't know where to go. The library is hosting the volunteers twice a week, and anyone who qualifies for benefits is welcome to apply. Stanley says the idea started a year ago. He hopes to see a big impact sometime soon. There's a blueprint to address Wisconsin's housing shortage. With a shortage of 120,000 to 300,000 units, a partnership between the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Wisconsin Builders Association, and the Wisconsin Realtors Association has recommendations. Jerry DeShane is the League's executive director. He says local governments can bring a fresh look at zoning and permitting to the table. The coalition's most recent briefing paper included reducing minimum lot sizes and widths and adopting a traditional neighborhood development ordinance. Deshane said the goal is to bring every tool to the table and to use the one that works best for each community. Every city, every village in the states will receive a copy of the briefing paper. It's also available as a free download at the League's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Everyone made it out safe of a fire at an apartment complex in Durand Saturday. Firefighters say they received the call about the fire at 8 p.m. in the 800 block of 3rd Avenue East Saturday evening. Crews from Durand, Plum City assisted in the fire. Now, investigators are not saying what caused that blaze. The city of Mondovi is reminding residents there will be a bulk item pickup on Thursday, June 13th. Each residence is allowed up to two items. They must be able to be lifted by hand and not exceed 75 pounds. Items must be placed by the curbside by 6 a.m. on June 13th. No computers or other electronics, and for more information, contact Mondovi City Hall. The task force set up to discuss rural health care issues in western Wisconsin is now pausing its efforts. The Eau Claire Chamber announced the pause. The task force was set up after HSHS closed its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, along with its Prevea clinics in western Wisconsin. In a statement, the Eau Claire Chamber said the task force worked with 14 healthcare providers interested in expanding here into western Wisconsin, supported the Rural Health Innovation Alliance, and also worked with HSHS to ensure that money contributed to HSHS from western Wisconsin would stay in the area. Wisconsin's new absentee ballot forms are due in a northern Wisconsin courtroom this week. A judge in Marinette County is hearing arguments against the new absentee ballot envelopes that double as both a ballot envelope and a request for an official absentee ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission approved the new envelopes earlier this year, but critics say those envelopes could end up forcing people to commit voter fraud. Attorney Kevin Scott says using the envelope would have voters falsely certifying that the envelope is the same thing as their official request for an absentee ballot, which they are not. The judge in Marinette County issued a temporary restraining order against the ballot envelopes about 2 weeks ago. The warden at the prison in Waupun is walking away. The Wisconsin State Journal obtained an email from Warren Randall Hepp to workers at the prison that said Hepp is resigning effective immediately. The prison in Waupun is dealing with a number of problems, including a months-long lockdown and now a federal investigation. There's no indication that Hepp himself is looking at any charges related to the investigation, but several other prison workers have already resigned or been fired because of the probe. Waupun has faced a lack of prison guards for years, and four inmates have died in the prison since June of last year. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. whatever helps you feel whole. Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Wisconsin driver's license is being called the world's best ID card. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced Friday that the state's Real ID Over 21 driver's license has received the Elan Award of Excellence from the International Card Manufacturers Association. WISDOT said Wisconsin was the first state to use a unique security element found on the ID card, which also has distinctive artistic features. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text KING to 42422. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text KING to 42424. That's KING to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cindric on playoff contention. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Austin Cindric won a golden ticket to the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs with his victory at Worldwide Technology Raceway Sunday. The Team Penske pilot, who garnered his second series trophy since his 2022 Daytona 500 win, shared his chances of making strong strides toward the 2024 championship.
From a points perspective, how many positions can I gain, you know, as far as getting those playoff points at the end of the regular season? I think that's the topic of conversation. But past that, I mean, we still got to get better. This is our first win as a company this season. We still got to be able to go out there and put numbers on the board and continue to grow, you know, to where we are ready for the opportunity. It's not just an appearance. It's a run in the playoffs.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code SAVE or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text SAVE to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Former Badger running back Monte Ball, among 77 players on the ballot for the 2025 College Football Hall of Fame class. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. His rushing total of 5,140 yards, number three all-time in program history, behind only Ron Dane and Jonathan Taylor. 2024 class will be announced sometime early next year. Wisconsin women's volleyball team will kick off the 2024 season at the American Volleyball Coaches Association First Serve Showcase on August 27th in Louisville. The four-team invite will feature four of the nation's top collegiate programs, Kentucky, Louisville, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. The Brewers shoot for their sixth straight win tonight when they open a series in Philadelphia against the Phillies. The Brewers have won eight of their last 10, their season best 13 games over 500. Bryce Wilson gets the nod for the Brewers. And the WIAA State Golf Championships underway at the Meadows Course at Black Hole Run and Kohler today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be hosting a public meeting on a walleye rehabilitation effort on an important lake in Oneida County. That meeting will be tomorrow, June 4th at 6 p.m. I'll tell you where and which lake we're talking about when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR will host a public informational meeting at 6 p.m. tomorrow, June 4th, at the Rhinelander DNR Service Center. The point of the meeting is to discuss a walleye rehabilitation effort on Crescent Lake in Oneida County. Until recently, Crescent Lake supported a strong, naturally reproducing walleye population. However, levels of natural walleye reproduction and recruitment have declined over time, and the DNR says there are no simple answers explaining the cause. The rehabilitation effort, a partnership with the DNR, the Mole Lake Ojibwe community, and the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, aims to restore natural walleye reproduction and recruitment on Crescent Lake. Again, the meeting is tomorrow, June 4th at 6 p.m. at the Rhinelander DNR Service Center, 107 Sutcliffe Avenue in Rhinelander. Attendees can join in person or virtually on Zoom. For sign-in details, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Hi, we're Comparing Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent three times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at comparianinsurance.com.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and warm today, with highs soaring to the low 80s. A few shots of some showers and storms do sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, we'll be mostly cloudy tonight, and more rain chances pushing in by tomorrow afternoon and lingering through the evening. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 79.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we are joined by Kyle Bumstead and, of course, livestock and grain analyst. Kyle, thanks for joining us here today. First of all, let's just take a quick check on the numbers here. We had corn settle down 2-4, it looks like it. Soybeans kind of took a nosedive, especially in the second half of the session there. We ended up 16 to 22 cents lower. And then wheat, who had some strength in the overnight session, ended lower in the red as well. First of all, just your thoughts on the trading day, a new trading week and a new trading month. What were the main things in the markets today?
Well, Chad, I was a little bit disappointed. I thought maybe the turn of a new month here, we'd maybe get some new money. After we saw last week, they were sold off pretty hard on profit-taking and some commercial selling. I thought maybe we'd at least ease up on the sell pressure here to start the week, but that wasn't the case. Now, July corn down 2¾ cents, while the D's contract is down 4¼ cents. Obviously, people are going to be, bandstanding about crop ratings. I don't care. It's a guess anyway, just like the acreage numbers. We don't know how many acres there is actually going to be out there in a given year. So it is what it is there. And then on the soybeans here, we did see the July beans down 20½, November beans down 20¾. So a little bit of bull spreading there in old crop versus new crop. Might have been a little bit of, commercial business being done behind the scenes there once we drop down into these levels here on beans. But we're going to have to wait a few days to confirm that. But on the corn side of things, especially here, we had an outside week lower on the chart last week. And that doesn't really bode well for the bulls here. So we are still in an intermediate downtrend as far as the technical pattern. A lot of folks are saying, well, we're going to get a bounce. We're going to get a bounce. We never put our highs in May. I think we've seen our highs for the year in corn, at least for a while. We could, if we continue to get some timely rains, which we're getting here in the Western Corn Belt and Central Corn Belt for sure. A lot of folks are saying, well, what about this hot, dry weather coming? Well, that's good for the crop. We'll get this crop up, get it going. That's what the crop needs right now. So I don't think any hot, dry weather right now is going to really be posing a threat to the crop. I mean, that's kind of what summertime does. We get the moisture in the spring, and it gets hot and dry in the summer, and we typically put our highs in anywhere from the middle of May to the middle of July, and we may have seen our highs already, especially in the corn complex. Soybeans, a little bit different yet on that one. We still have, July, August, September to go through, and that's kind of when the beans are made here in the Midwest, is at the August time frame. So you could still have some issues out there late summer as far as the bean crop goes, but right now we don't have a lot of demand, and that's the question here is, what's going to bring that demand back? So it's going to have to be probably lower prices or maybe something shift from a macro picture, Chad.
Yep. We'll talk about some of those macros in a moment. But first of all, can we talk about wheat for a second? And maybe it's just the same story, second verse, but it looks magnified from last week where, we came into the overnight session in the pause this morning. We had a fair amount of strength in that wheat market, but to end, almost 10 cents lower in Kansas City wheat. Any significance to that, or is that just a one-day thing? What do you think?
Well, it looks like it was last week. Everybody chased the Russia headlines from a Sunday night, which in the case last week was coming off a three-day weekend there. And it looks to me like it was the same, like you said, same song, second verse is what it kind of acted like. We've got an outside day lower there on the charts again, too, in that Kansas City wheat. And you also had what could be a reversal at the top here last week. Now, some of those reversals the last few times have not really followed through here. Case in point, the week of April 29th, and then you got the week of May 13th. Those reversals were negated the following week with close higher above the previous week's high. So that's what you got to be looking for here. That's why the weekly chart is so important. You're still in an uptrend on Kansas City wheat, so it still looks good from a technical standpoint. However, it does look like it could be on some shaky ground. From a fundamental standpoint, though, wheat, Chicago wheat, soft red wheat, and hard red wheat are some of the most bearish grains we have out there because we're sitting here, the carry in those markets is just growing and growing and growing. I mean, you've got July to SEP Kansas City wheat at 70% of full commercial carry, and you've got the SEP to D sitting here at 66% full commercial carry as far as Kansas City wheat goes. That's bearish. You look over here at Chicago wheat, you got July to SEP at 83% full commercial carry, and the SEP to D's at 65 to 66% full commercial carry. So it tells me that there's plenty of wheat in the world right now. They don't have to come to the USA to buy it. And The CME is in a new pricing discovery for VSR, variable storage rates, which basically is a sliding scale here when we've got too much wheat in the world, so they can put more carry in the market. And what that says is it's a hedger's market. I mean, if you sell it, then you roll out, capture the carry, the kind of market that it is. It's a carry market, so you want to be looking at rolling out, capturing the carry in that market, especially if you're hedging the new crop July Chicago wheat. You can roll it out right now to September, especially for what's going to be stored. You can be short from almost $7 when the front month July is trading 672, September's trading 694, and then just watch the carry keep building. Then you could probably roll that sucker out to December at some point in time and be close to $7 there at some point. So do keep an eye on those carry spreads and those wheat complexes, folks.
Okay. Kyle, you mentioned the macros. You know, as we sit here, we look at wheat and kind of scratch our head. We look at corn, kind of scratch our head. We got to wait and see on beans. But are there other commodities where maybe some, I don't know, some different things are happening? Some people might call them weird.
It's possible, yeah. Case in point here, everyone says, well, you know, the dollar's lower, wheat should be higher. Well, there's no correlation there today because right now, of course, it's a delayed quote, but I've got the dollar down about 500 points at 104.17, and wheat was lower throughout the day. Now, when you look at the macro picture, you've got some things that may be being affected by China here. We don't know. I haven't seen any headlines on it yet, and I don't think the trade has either, but you've got cotton limit down. You've had copper, which has been sliding down for the last week or so. We've taken a big hit in the copper complex. And you've got crude oil down $2.80 to $3 across the board there. You got hogs down 75 to 80 cents, and you've got soybeans down 20 to 22 cents here. And beans took a big hit last week as well, too, along with some of these other markets. Now, that says to me, this could be some sort of a ripple effect from maybe China's economy, because all those are heavy commodities, or all those are commodities that China's heavily into, and that's what they go sourcing when they need stuff. That those are the commodities they usually have to source. So that's what I'm looking at there. Is there something going on big picture in the world that we're not seeing yet? I think that could be the case here.
All right. Good to talk to you. Thank you again, Kyle Bumstead, joining us on today's Channel Final Bell. Coming up in the second half, we'll switch gears, check and see what happened in livestock today. That's coming up in the second half of the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Again, Kyle Bumstead joins us for the analysis this afternoon. And it's time to switch gears and see what's going on over in the livestock futures. Now, live cattle did come back. We were steady to 50 cents higher there. Feeder cattle kind of down in the nearbys, a little bit support in the deferreds, but we were down in the hogs. So again, would you say it was kind of the same idea, maybe the same fears or backing away in livestock as it was in the grains today?
I would say so, because you'd see the S&P make a new low and cattle would make a new low right along with it. And that happened right about the 11 o'clock hour when I did the morning livestock update there for, KRVN and KTIC there. They were making new lows on the day. They're both live cattle and feeder cattle were. So there is a strong seasonal right now to be long the August feeder contract. Looking at that, though, I am a little bit concerned. We did see some ugly stuff happen here last week as far as the feeder cattle go. We did see an outside week lower on that August contract. We settled below the previous week's lows, down $3.82 last week on Friday when we went home, and we closed at 256.40, and that was well below the previous week's low of 257.95. So that doesn't look good starting the week off here. Under some pressure gives us the positivity that we could potentially see some turnaround Tuesday. And I'd be looking for that more so in the live cattle because the spreads were a little bit friendlier there. August gained on the October by about 27 cents and October gained on the December here by about 10 cents as well. So maybe a little bit of light commercial buying going on there. But taking a look here at the volume, it looked to be okay volume, nothing crazy. The August had just shy of 24,000 contracts, but October only had 9,500 and December at 7,100. And after February is 2,400, it gets pretty tough to read out there. So I'm going to say that most of this today here happened to be some non-commercial trading back and forth. And tomorrow there's probably going to be some more of this happen in all of our markets because it's going to be a Tuesday and that's when they square a position here on Tuesdays to get their commitment to traders data out for Friday's report. So looking at things here on this August live cattle contract here, We did close last Tuesday here, live cattle contract at 181.82, and we've been down. We closed here today at 178.87. So it tells me as of the close Monday night, which it doesn't matter because they marked the market on Tuesday night, that we probably saw some non-commercial, some fund liquidation here in this August live cattle contract. Same point there in this feeder cattle contract. We closed at 264.60 last Tuesday when we went home after the holiday, and we closed today at 256.20. So that's $8.40 or whatever. And looking at that, you know, it's all about the close tomorrow for positioning, but it looks to me like they sold the non-commercials and were selling again. So looks to me like we saw some fund liquidation and they were just kind of not here. And when we did see this market come back today, as far as the live cattle go, it wasn't really a bunch of massive volume buying. It was just basically a lack of sellers and the market started floating up. So that's got me a little bit concerned there. We could see them get hammered here late this week again, especially if these funds keep liquidating.
Is there a fundamental story in these meats? I mean, what do you think about, you know, people are kind of worried about demand, you know, has boxed beef topped out and things like that. What sort of an impact could that have on the futures, live cattle, feeder cattle?
That's a good question. I do feel that boxed beef did top out here recently, and that's probably going to have an effect here as far as the live cattle go. I was disappointed in cash cattle trade last week because when you're buying for a full kill week, you think that, boy, they really need to get some more supply around in there so they can go full production this week. Well, when you saw them trade lower money last week, that had me a little bit concerned there because I thought that, we'd be trading higher money trying to get more cattle for a full week here. We should have seen, I thought we should have seen a little bit more chasing the box beef last week here, even though the packers are the ones kind of, you know, slowing down production so they can do what they want with the box beef. I thought we'd see more load count move here. And as far as that higher money, you know, to kind of restock here from the Memorial Day holiday season there as far as cookouts and whatnot. But we don't have any major holidays until you want to call Juneteenth a holiday, but that's right in the middle of the week. And I don't think people are going to be really apt on grilling out there too much there. So you got the 4th of July coming up, but you're in hamburger and hot dog holidays right now. You're not in the high-end cuts of meat. And I also think, too, that some of these economic indicators here are having an effect on what people are spending. And I've said that for a couple years now, and it might just now be coming to fruition here for what people are spending. You know, are they going to spend money on the high-end cuts of meat? It kind of acts like they're wanting to go more of the hamburgers and the hot dogs instead of the high-end cuts of beef.
Yep, gotcha. All right, Kyle, just as we kind of wrap up here, I guess thoughts on the rest of the week. You know, we have a full week of trade, 5 days this week. What are going to be the keys that you'll be watching here the rest of the week?
That's a good question. I'm going to be watching how we close tomorrow in the grains and livestock, obviously, to see kind of what the funds did from week to week. And see if they come back in here on Wednesday, if we get any volume buying here, if open interest starts to, go down on an up market, then that might be potentially some short covering there. But recently we've seen the open interest go up in corn on these down days. Open interest has gone up well over 50,000 contracts here in the last few days. And corn broke 15 cents, so it tells me there's new sellers coming in. So I want to see if any of that attitude changes here the rest of the week. Cattle, going to be looking for that cash market as well as the box beef market to see how those kind of play in tandem here working through the rest of the week as well. And then as much as I hate to say it, there is a government report next week, the WASD report. So there's probably going to be a lot of talk about that, and there's going to be some people that are ambulance chasers as far as looking at estimates and things like that. So there's going to be some of that happen regardless here going into next week's report, Chad.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for being on with us today. Again, that's Kyle Bumstead joining us on today's Channel Final Bell. Again, a reminder, trading of commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that it takes 12 pounds of whole milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream? According to the NPD Group's National Eating Trends In-Home Database, the top 5 ice cream flavors are vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, and butter pecan. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Osseoplastics. Protect your truck investment. Get a fabric sprayed on bed liner from Osseoplastics. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osseoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osseoplastics.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last week, the U.S. Meat Export Federation held their spring conference in Kansas City, Missouri, with a focus on strategies to boost international demand for U.S. beef and pork cuts that just aren't as popular here at home. I'll have the details when we come back. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultants across the country are keeping a watchful eye on the agronomy for your acres. After recent rains in western Kansas, consultant Dustin Fritzmeyer has farmers looking ahead to their post-emergence chemical plans.
As soon as the corn gets in the ground, we've got some guys that are wanting to hit a one-pass program, and so they're going to front-load their herbicide, their residual chemical, and they're going to get that into the field to prevent those weeds from coming up. Other guys that may be in a two-pass program that have got their initial pass once the corn's been planted, they're going to come back in 21 days after that initial application and make sure they get that residual application done again. And so what a great time to be thinking about a product we have called Radiate. It's a plant growth hormone that's really designed to build up a robust root system, getting those roots deeper into the ground. It's accessing more water, more nutrients, making those things available to that plant to really set it up for its best yield potential later in season.
To learn more about the full suite of Nutrien products, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has a simple mission: to increase the value and profit opportunities for American beef, pork, and lamb industries. One effective way to do that is to boost international demand for cuts of meat that aren't as popular with American consumers, and that was the focus of the Federation's spring conference last week. Lorenzo Elizalde, USMEF's Director of Trade and Marketing in Mexico, highlighted innovative promotional campaigns, such as mobile training programs and month-long promotions for cuts like U.S. pork loin and beef knuckle. These initiatives work to educate importers, distributors, and consumers on the versatility of U.S. pork and beef, which can significantly boost their market presence. In Peru, a research effort aims to promote rotisserie pork using the loin rib end, and in Colombia, we're introducing new dishes like beef liver brochettes with pineapple to the market, which can diversify the use of beef liver. Japan is another key market where efforts are underway to expand the use of U.S. pork loin through a new roast pork initiative. This program teaches Japanese consumers who typically don't have ovens how to create roast pork dishes using U.S. pork loin slices. The majority of Japan's chilled pork imports are loins, which are mostly sold thinly sliced for popular Japanese dishes. On the beef side, Taiwan's beef import market is highly competitive and price sensitive. So there, the USMEF has been working to promote alternative U.S. beef cuts, focusing this year on the outside round flat and the top round. Educational seminars help importers and food service customers to understand the versatility and potential of these cuts, creating new dishes and, again, working to expand their use. But for all the excitement, prices for U.S. meat need to be affordable in those importing countries, and tariffs or trade barriers can keep U.S. product out of grocery store shelves. Several presenters discussed the importance of free trade agreements to build connections with importing countries, and I'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference when we come back.
Explore scenic back roads and immerse yourself in nature's spring artistry on the Fresh Art Tour. The artists who call our area home invite you to enjoy a self-guided tour of their studios and galleries along Lake Pepin and throughout the countryside of Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. Hit the road for a relaxing meander, meet the artists, and take home a bit of their inspiration. The Fresh Art Tour, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Find the tour map and artist information at the website freshart.org. We'll see you on the tour.
At the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference last week, CEO Dan Hallstrom talked about the financial impact of meat exports, noting that in March alone, exports of pork added $71 to the hog carcass value, and beef exports boosted fed cattle returns by $455 per head, a sign, he says, that global buyers value quality U.S. raised meat.
That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, lows mid-60s. Some sun tomorrow morning, then clouds and storms for the afternoon. Some could be strong, high in the mid-80s. Pop-up showers and highs in the upper 70s Wednesday. Breezy for Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When it comes to
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that some stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back,
I'll go back
to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him. I'll go back.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Baby, close that suitcase you've been packing. Just sit down and talk to me while I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by mine. Well, this time, girl, I swear to you I'll listen. Help me understand where I went wrong. It's hard to find myself in this position. Scared that I'll go crazy once you're gone. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again. You said it takes. Hold on.
to make it better? What have I got to do to make you see that even though I promised you forever, I never knew how hard that would be? I realize I took your love for granted, but I've learned that love worth having don't come free. And I'll pay any price it takes to keep you satisfied and staying here with me. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again. You said it takes two to make love last. You were right all along, so help me hold on.
How far that I can get, but I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot and you can sip on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on. But get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it, don't it? Every little thing you got to know that I want it, want it. Sounds pretty good, don't it? Well, I just now seen that smile, and I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right. But don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot and you can sip on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. But get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it, don't it? Every little thing got to know that I want it, want it. Yes, I. Whatever you want, as far as I can see, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. I'll get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it, don't it? Every little thing you got to know. Sounds pretty good now, don't it? Yeah, don't it? Get you feeling alright?
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face.